I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The FBI is looking for any terrorism connections to last week's shooting at a U.S. military base. Three people died and eight were wounded when a 21-year-old from Saudi Arabia opened fire. Events like these often turn people against Muslims and anyone from the same country as the attacker. Patrick Murphy from I Found the Truth encourages U.S. believers to respond with kindness.
Reach out to the Saudis that are in America. They're searching. It was a horrible thing that happened, no doubt. But we still need to reach out to Muslims because they've never been more open to the gospel than they are right now. So pray that God would just stop these terrorist acts, and we pray that believers would reach out in love to Muslims in these dark days.
And Bibles for China has big plans for 2020. Wendell Rovenstein will be stepping down as president and making way for Kurt Rovenstein to take the helm. As the new president, Kurt Rovenstein will travel to China with another staff member twice next year to sit down with provincial church leaders and talk about their needs. We spoke with Wendell Rovenstein, and he says the Chinese church faces growing challenges each year.
The goal of the provincial church leaders within China is to train up young leaders to reach the next generation, because children are not permitted in their church. Someone is standing there to make sure children don't go into their churches.
Bibles for China helps by distributing copies of God's Word. As Bibles for China preps for 2020, please pray for the church in China to stand strong in the faith. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.